One-to-One Academy, work smarter, not harder. Welcome to this IELTS podcast. What template should you be using if you want to improve on your essay writing skills, particularly if you are studying for the IELTS exam, for the writing section of the exam? Well, look, there's a mountain of information online, so much so that it can be so confusing sometimes to separate fact from fiction. Well, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do today. For a change, you're going to get a teacher's perspective on what I think you should be doing. But you don't have to listen. It depends on you. If you want to take a little bit of information from every teacher that you can find online and then put it all together, put these little components of information together and come up with your own idea of what the structure of an essay should be, that's absolutely fine. What I'm going to offer you, as I said, is just a guideline. Well, let's look at the introduction first of all. So if you want a lower grade, you only need to take from the question. The words are all there. You just need to put the words together in a structure that's very similar to the statement on offer and make sure that it makes sense. That's what the outline of the essay is. So the introduction will tell the audience or the person, the people who are reading the essay, that of what your essay is basically about. And that's the purpose of an introduction. However, if you're looking for a 7.5 and above, which so many of our students are, then you're going to have to work a little bit harder. You're going to have to use antonyms and synonyms so that you're able to paraphrase the introduction. And it doesn't sound like the question. It will mean the same, but it's different. It's the words will mean the same, but the actual structure is completely different. So paraphrasing is a very important part for obtaining higher grades. Now, you can do this by writing down 10 sentences a day and trying to rewrite the sentences without losing the essence or meaning of a sentence. You can just get 10 sentences a day from anywhere and just write them out and try your best to change the words around. That's paraphrasing. But remember, don't lose the meaning. It must mean exactly the same. So paragraph one, let's call it paragraph one. Okay, so it's not including the introduction, is what we call the body of the essay. And for the body, it will mean paragraphs one, two, and three. And that's really important. So paragraph one. This section should contain your first supporting argument or point. You should provide evidence to support your argument. So how do we do this? Well, we can do this by writing something like on the one hand, and then you put down your perspective. Whereas in paragraph two, this section should contain your second supporting argument. So maybe let's just say for argument's sake that the first paragraph are advantages, the second one disadvantages. With paragraph three in this section, you should contain your maybe a third supporting argument or point of view or provide evidence. Here you can, if you want to, provide some examples of what you've just said in paragraph one and two to get your point across. Showing examples is a great form of showing off your grammar, your depth of grammar for the examiner. Now, we've got a contrast because that's the name of the game. That's what we have to do. With all IELTS essays, you need to be able to contrast, and you can do that very easily because you're comparing the two things, the two paragraphs, the two points of view. And then you have the conclusion, and that's where you summarize everything. And that's where you can also provide some final thoughts or recommendations related to your topic. So what are the ingredients you need? Well, you must use transitional words, next or following that, following this. Transitional or transitions are very important to help tell a story or to get your point across and improve the flow of the essay. So as I mentioned, this isn't really me giving you a free class on how to do the perfect essay. This is more so a perspective from a teacher giving you a template, really, of what you can use. So remember, this template could be used for all of your essays, and you should be practicing at least 1 hour a week. Try and work within the time frame. You have 40 minutes to write your essay, and that's really the time you should be working with. There's no point in saying, well, I wrote this essay, it's fantastic, it took me 2.5 hours. It's just too long, and it's not realistic that you could score the necessary points within 40 minutes. So work against time. Time is your enemy. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you like this episode. If you did, please remember to like and share. Very important to me. And I hope to see you very soon. Bye for now.